Good morning.
I'm
so thankful to have an opportunity to come and see you again.
我很感恩能够再有机会和大家相遇。
And to worship with piano, organ, and 二胡。
可以有不管有钢琴还是风琴，而且还有二胡一起来敬拜神。
With the seismic shift of culture today, we are forced to become a new breed of parents to fight for our children's life and faith.
今天文化的改变就像地震一样，那我们现在作为父母来教养我们的孩子，真是要让我们要自己成为一个新的一个种类。
If only someone can formulate the fail-proof recipe for the perfect family, it would be hashtag God is great, hashtag life is good.
假如有人说我们要找一个万无一失的一个完美的家庭的话，那你就可以用这个叫上帝是伟大的，或者是生活是美好的这么一个Twitter 的 hashtag。
In the past two weeks, Pastor Caleb preached on the theme of establishing the family of God.
前面两个礼拜，凯蒂牧师给我们正道是建立神的家庭。
There were good scriptures and good teaching.
经文选得很好，而且是教导的也是非常的好。
And while I was away at Hopi, Stephen Bowman preached a Father's Day message in Deuteronomy 6.
我去侯比短宣的时候，那包斯文传道也是在父亲节为我们讲这个生命记第六章的有关经文。
And since Deuteronomy 6 is the Magna Carta for building up the family of God, I prepared a message also in this passage.
因为生命记第六章是有关于讲神的家庭的一个大宪章，所以我今天那个信息也是建立在生命记第六章的经文上面。
But I will not duplicate the recent expositions.
但是我未再重复用这种解经的方式来讲道。
You have my outline, and I will not preach as I normally do.
我的大纲都是在周报里面，而且我不会用以往的那个讲道的方式今天来讲。
Because with translation, our time is brief.
因为今天需要有翻译，所以我们时间不够。
So I'm going to concentrate on part two, on practical strategies to apply at home.
所以我就集中在讲第二个大部分，就是怎么样来在家里边，我们用一个切实的策略来建立神的家庭。
Also, since Chinese parents love giving summer homework, I am giving you some homework.
而且是我们华人的父母都喜欢在暑期给我们孩子交代作业，所以我要给你们交代一些作业。
Instead of providing you questions for your fellowships to talk about, I am giving you four meaningful tasks to do with your family at home.
不是让你们团契自己回去讨论这些问题，而是我有四个问题让你带回家和你家里面的成员来一起来讨论这样的问题。
Even if your family no longer lives and under the same roof, you can still do the assignment.
就是包括假如你的孩子已经离开家了，这些问题对你来说一样是适用的。
I believe if you do my homework, you will grow in spiritual intimacy with your family.
我相信假如你做了这些家庭作业的话，你可以跟你的家庭有更深的属灵的关系。
So number one, you're going to share your testimonies, your faith stories, and life stories with each other.
第一，就把你的生命和你的信仰的见证和你家庭成员来分享。
They need to hear how you came to know Jesus and how they came to know Jesus. You need to hear that.
他们需要听到你怎么样接受耶稣，你也需要听到他们怎么样接受耶稣的。
Number two, that I am assigning you to study all through Proverbs chapters 1-31. To safeguard yourselves from being seduced and to develop the right kind of character.
第二，我要希望你们能够去读箴言，从第一章到第一篇到第三十一篇。这样的话，你们在读了这些箴言以后，才能够帮助你们防止在这个属灵上面来防止属灵的侵害。
If you start today, you have 31 chapters. You will finish before you will start school again.
假如从今天开始的话，三十一章这个箴言，你们可以在暑期结束之前都可以把它读完。
I quote Proverbs all the time to the kids, and there is so much powerful lessons in Proverbs.
我用箴言来教导我们的青少年，这里边有很多很非常非常强大的声音，很非常很强的信息在里面。
Number three, openly talk about your doubts.And answer your faith questions together.
第三是很公开的讲你信仰上的一些疑难的地方，而且是彼此之间一起问一些问题。
It's okay to be honest with each other.
我们彼此比较坦诚的话，这是其实一个很好的事情。
Our faith doesn't come in a very clean package. There's lots of questions.
我们信仰其实不是一个非常非常很整洁的一个信仰，那信仰里边确实有很多很多很多比较难懂的地方。
But I believe we can search out answers together.
但是我相信我们可以找到，共同一起来找到这个答案。
Number four, you have to apologize and forgive each other.
第四点，我们要彼此的去抱歉，道歉，我们要彼此要有饶恕。
So please do your homework.
所以请你回去做你的家庭作业。
Let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
May your love and grace overflow upon us today.
我们求你的爱和你的恩典在倾倒在我们身上。
As we strive to be a strong church filled with strong families.
让我们来在建造一个强大的教会，在一个强壮的家庭的构架上面。
We humbly recognize our failings, though we try.
我们不得不承认，虽然我们在努力去做，但是我们经常失败。
And we confess we tend to hurt each other.Even though we try not.
我们必须承认，我们虽然不想伤害彼此，但是我们经常伤害我们的亲人。
Heal our homes and speak to us and renew our hope.
医治我们，对我们说话，让我们的信心能够有更新。
May we dwell in the shelter of the Most High and may we rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
让我们可以在全能者的家中，我们在最至高者的荫下。
You are Lord, our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust.
你是主，是我们的避难所，是我们的山寨，是我们的神，我们所信靠的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Since my youth, I yearned to have a sacred home.
从我很年轻的时候，我就在向往那一个神圣的家。
A space that is so full of God's love and grace, where Jesus inhabits and welcomes us in.
这个神圣的家里边有很多的爱和恩典，耶稣住在其中，而且也欢迎我们来到他的家。
A place where nothing is better than to come home.
这个地方就是没有世上没有比这个更好的地方。
How wonderful it is! Is such an oasis.
这个这样的绿洲真的是很奇妙。
To escape the burdens and weariness of the outside world.
我们可以逃脱在外在的一些疲倦，外在的一些压力。
To be refreshed and renewed daily.
让我们可以每天都有更新，有清新的感觉。
I pray that our families will take a few more steps in creating a sacred home.
我也在祷告，我们的家庭也可以做几件事情，让我们也可以来到这个属灵的绿洲。
Last week there were some hot and humid days.
上个礼拜天气又热又闷。
All around me, I felt uncomfortably hot, sweaty, and gross.
是我身边，我是觉得是就是很热，而且是很闷，而且是经常是要。
My feet dragged and my face frowned.
所以我的腿很沉重，然后我脸是愁眉苦脸的。
Outside, the stifling air sapped out my strength.
所以这个很沉闷的空气把我的精力都已经吸走了。
That is until the moment I walked inside the most wonderfully cold.Air-conditioned room.
但这一切改变让我一下走进了一个非常清凉的有空调的房间。
Ah, a refreshing oasis.
哦，真是很清新的一个绿洲。
Ah, home sweet Holiday Inn.
哦，这是很甜美的假日酒店。
My skin instantly cooled and my energy returned.
所以我的皮肤都马上就很凉爽，然后我的精力就一下又回来了。
And my frown turned into a big smile.
我皱的眉头一下就变成很大的微笑。
And it dawned on me that delightful relief is what home gives.
我突然想到这种很清新的、很舒适的感觉，就是家所给人的感觉。
The last thing we want to do is to create a home that is uncomfortable, unpleasant, stressful inside.
我们最不喜欢看到的就是一个让我们在里边觉得很不舒服，而且是有压力，而且是不美好的一个里边的一个境界。
And the outside world is much more appealing, accepting, and enjoyable.
相反呢，我认为说外边的世界更舒服，更凉爽。
Through the years, we've heard some great sermons on God's design for the family.
这几年当中我们听到上帝有关于家庭设计的很多很多的讲章。
And we have to admit it's easier said than done.
实际上就是确实是说得容易，但是做起来比较难。
We read lots of Christian parenting books.
我们读了很多有关基督教怎样教养孩子的书。
We read scriptures, we study scriptures on love, discipline, and not exasperating our children.
我们研讨圣经里边有关于爱，有关于如何教养孩子的一些章节。
We do our very best to provide for our family.
我们努力地去为我们家庭能够建造。
But this family stuff is really hard work, isn't it?
但是家庭的塑造却是一个非常难做的一件事情。
We all struggle to be a good family.
我们都是非常的努力去做，要做一个很好的家庭。
And when things fall apart, we might even wonder, do godly principles even work anymore?
当事情一团糟的时候，我们甚至会问说，真的是属灵的这些原则在家里边有用吗？
Growing up in the 1980s, the perfect TV dad was Cosby.
1980年代初，那个长大的那一群人，就是会想到当时最一个好的一个父亲的形象，就是Cosby。
And now that image has unraveled with serious allegations.
现在Cosby这个形象，因为他受到很多的指控，都已经荡然无存了。
It's rare to see a traditional family role model on TV anymore.
现在电视上基本上看不到一个传统的一个做家长的一个形象，正面形象。
And in real life, Christian families struggle.
在真实社会当中，基督徒家庭也是一直在挣扎。
It is humbling to see the spiritual giant Billy Graham's children and grandchildren in spiritual failure.
我们甚至看到属灵的伟人像Billy Graham、格里汉这样的人，他的孩子、他的孙辈都在属灵上面会有失败的地方。
And it's disheartening how statistically many churched kids from good Christian homes eventually walk away from God by the end of 4 years in college.
让我失望的是，很多基督徒家庭，他们也是经常去教会的孩子，经过4年的大学以后，他们都离开了教会。
And it makes my heart heavy because losing even one child is simply not an acceptable option.
我心里边非常的沉重，因为即使我们失去一个孩子，这都是不可以选择的。
Parents ache over lost child live with regret of not taking earlier prevention.
我们失去孩子的这些家庭，失去属灵的孩子的家庭的家长，都会在这个时候，我们非常的心酸。
But please do not give up.
但是不要失望。
It's not too late to pray and pray hard for their hearts to turn back to God.
我们不能丢弃我们的孩子，我们要为他们祷告。
Today, I must sound the alarm for all parents to take action at home so that our children and grandchildren may follow the Lord as long as they live.
今天我要敲一个警钟，要在我们脑海里边敲一个警钟，让我们在我们的孩子、我们的孙子以后都能够在主里边能够成长。
So that we may enjoy a long life of spiritual blessing.
这样的话，我们才能够有一个很长的属灵的生活。
This was God's intention for the Israelites in Deuteronomy 6 and for us today.
这个上帝在申命记第六章里边向以色列人说的话，也是向我们所说的话。
That our faith is passed down to children and grandchildren. But our current culture works completely against this.
我们的信仰要传给我们子子孙孙，但是当代的文化却是和这个是反其道而行之的。
God sounded the alarm to the Israelites as they were preparing to enter and dwell in a dangerous, unknown territory.
当以色列人要进入这个很危险的，而且是未知的这个地方，要去生活的时候，上帝敲响了他们头脑里的警钟。
It would be a land flowing with milk and honey, except that there were dangerous threats.
这是流奶与蜜的地方，但是这个地方里边有很多很多的威胁。
And he showed them that only faithful obedience and love to God would ensure their family's survival.
上帝对他们说，你们唯有信靠顺服，他们才可以在新的这块土地上生存。
Same for us today, we are facing a dangerous unknown territory.
我们今天也是这样，我们所面对的也是一个很危险的一个境界。
There is urgency, and we cannot take a relaxed posture any longer.
现在的情形非常的急迫，我们不能再 做一个袖手旁观的人。
You see, our home is a spiritual battleground where the enemy is waging war against the Lord.
我们的家里面其实是一个属灵的阵地，上帝的敌人要用家庭来进攻他。
Our home was meant to be sacred, but often it has become secular.
我们的家庭应该是一个神圣的家，但是经常它已经变成一个世俗的地方。
And even church people will turn to Dr. Phil before they turn to their Bible for advice.
包括教会里的人经常有家里边有问题的时候，他们去找这个Phil医生来解决问题，而不是在圣经里边找答案。
You see, there are thieves that are stealing our children today.
贼今天要在我们家里边把我们孩子偷走。
And if thieves were to enter into our doors and windows to steal their bodies, parents would call the police immediately.
如果这个贼他破窗，或者是砸门破窗进来，把他们身体抢走的话，我们马上就要去打911去找警察。
But if thieves would steal their soul, would parents even recognize it and know how to rescue them?
但是当盗贼来把他们的灵魂抢去的时候，我们是不是真正的意识到他们已经在这样做了呢？
This is unquestionably the most anti-family, anti-Christian time in history.
毋庸置疑，我们现在所处的世代是最反对基督教、最反对家庭的这个时代。
Our society is godless and immoral.
我们这个世界眼里面没有神，而且是非常放荡的世界。
It is full of ranting and violence and sex.
有很多粗口，而且有很多的色情和暴力在里面。
And nearly every home has internet.
每个家里都有互联网。
And that means every home has easy access to pornography.
也就是说，每个家里面都能很容易的找到色情。
Our world replaces godly values with secular values, making sin seem much more acceptable with blurred lines.
我们这个世界把上帝的价值观被用这个世俗的价值观所取代，以至于有关于罪的这个界限已经非常的模糊了。
And our children need our help to discern and to stand against temptations.
我们的孩子需要我们的帮忙，他们能有属灵的识别，辨解力，能够去抵御这些属灵的诱惑。
Or else the thieves will steal their souls.
否则的话，这些盗贼就会把他们的灵魂给抢去了。
I am not scolding or judging you, dear parents.
我在这里不是来对你们说教，或者是批评你们。
I stand with you.
我是和家长们都站在一起的。
I'm just upset towards the enemy who dares mess with our children.
我就是很气愤，我们的敌人他要来抢我们的孩子。
How dare he break down the walls and foundations of our sacred homes?
他怎么可以把我们家庭很神圣的这个墙，或者我们的这个地基来挖开？
How dare he tamper with their innocence?
他怎么可以把他们的童真给夺去？
How dare he steal their affections?
他们怎么把我们对他的爱给夺去？
How dare he makes them feel like life is not worth living?
怎么可能他把孩子们认为说他们生命没有意义，不值得存留？
And I believe in the promise that God has for us in Deuteronomy 6. If our families would fear the Lord and love the Lord and obey His commands, our children and grandchildren will share in every spiritual blessing.
我坚信神在《生命记》第六章里边的他给我们的应许，就是我们假如说信靠主的话，我们子子孙孙都要得到他属灵的祝福。
Let's live our daily lives to love the Lord before our children.
让我们每天就是过一个属灵圣洁的生活，在我们孩子面前有这么一个很好的典范。Let
them see how we memorize scripture. It's not only for children.
让他们看到我们是怎么去背诵经文，这不是小孩子才去背经文。How
we help the needy, how we ask for forgiveness, how we share the gospel with our friends.
怎么去帮助有困难的人，我们怎么样去传福音，怎么样和我们的周围的人去配搭。
Let's make a lasting impression on them how we choose Jesus rather giving into temptation.
让我们给他们一个深刻的印象，我们要选择耶稣，而不是选择世上的一切。
How we prayerfully seek God for direction in our lives, how we passionately love God.
让他们看到我们怎么样用祷告来寻求上帝的旨意，让我们怎么样去敬拜神。
how we swim against the tide of culture that compromises our faith.
让他们看到我们和这个世界的潮流反其道而行之，我们不害怕。
So we need strategies to go against this secular culture.
所以说我们怎么样有一个反文化的这个作为，我们需要有四个步骤。
And I want to offer you five today.
哦，有五个步骤。
Number one.
第一。
Don't do parenting aimlessly. Be proactive to know your child and the culture.
在教养孩子上面，我们不要无敌放肆，我们要主动的去教育我们的孩子。
Do you know your child?
你知道你认识你的孩子吗？
Do you know what they're seeing on online and on TV?
你知道他们在网上或者电视上看的是什么内容吗？
Do you know which friends they're loyal to?
你知道他们比较忠实的朋友是谁吗？
Would you be able to handle the scary truth to listen to them without immediate judgment or correction?
当他们和你说一些你不喜欢的事情的话，你会不会来静心的听他们，而不是马上的去批评他们，或者是对他们有一些论断呢？
Some of our kids are very lonely and depressed.
有很多孩子是非常的孤单，而且是有抑郁症。
Some are struggling with their sexual identity.
有些孩子他们对他们的性取向并不是很明确。
Some are experimenting with marijuana.
有一些甚至是去吸大麻。
Some are already addicted to porn and to gaming.
另外一些可能是对色情或者是对这种赌博很感兴趣。
Some are dating without supervision, even as young as sixth grade.
有的是在大概六年级开始就开始交男女朋友。
It's not okay in a sacred home.
在一个神圣的家里，这些不应该。
But their culture says it's completely fine.
但是当地的文化来说，这些没有问题的。
We cannot expect a sacred home to build itself in an unholy world.
我们不能够期待在一个非圣洁的社会能够建立一个神圣的家庭。
It just doesn't happen naturally.
不会说它自动的就会发生的。
Take the initiative to enjoy your kids and walk through life problems with them.
我们要主动的和我们孩子来交流，我们要跟他手把手的来教他们怎么样走生命的路。
If you successfully build trust and respect, they may invite you into their private world.
如果我们能够很成功的和他们建立友情，建立信任，他们会让我们进入他们个人的世界。
We cannot expect to have a sacred home in the same way our parents raised us.
我们也不能够期待我们像我们父母在抚养我们一样，我们把建立一个神圣的家。
Many of us came to know the Lord, and we are first-generation Christians.
我们当中很多人都是第一代基督徒。
We were raised in secular homes.
就是说，我们在长大的时候，我们的家庭是一个世俗的家庭。
We were not raised to love the Lord totally.
我们并不是我们。长大的时候，我们的家长没有让我们说要完全的信靠我们爱我们的主。
We were not trained to live and think biblically.
他们没有去训练我们要在一切事情上就求告圣经。
And no disrespect to our wonderful parents, they were hardworking, self-sacrificing generation.
我们并不是说不尊敬我们的父母，他们是辛劳的工作把他们自己的生命来奉献出来。
They did their best, and we appreciate them.
他们做的他们能够力所能及的我们是非常感恩。
But now we are followers of Jesus and we live by his word.
但是我们现在是基督的门徒，所以说我们做任何事情要按照基督的准则去做。
Second strategy.
第二条策略。
Don't outsource your child's faith. Instead, teach and model what it means to follow Jesus by your life.
第二就是不要去把我们的孩子的这个信仰我们要外包出去。我们要建立孩子的信仰，用我们力所能及，我们自己的身先力行来敬拜主。
Don't leave it to the experts.
不要把这件事情让一些专家去做。
They may not really be experts.
他可能并不是专家。
Don't relinquish your parental role to pastors, counselors, teachers, coaches, or even grandparents.
不要把我们做父母的这个责任交给老师，交给我们的青少年的牧师，或者是他们的辅导，或甚至说我们的祖父母。
Certainly, all these people can provide support, but do your job.
这些只是在给我们帮助我们做父母，但是做父母必须要我们自己去做的。
God has called parents to train up their own children.
上帝呼召我们的父母要我们去培训我们自己的孩子。
And the research out there suggests that parents actually have the greatest influence on their teens' long-term decisions, attitudes and behaviors.
现在有调研成果来说明说父母在青少年以后他们长期的规划他们的行为和他们的态度上面父母的作用是最大的。
The most important lessons in life are best caught and not taught.
在生命当中最重要的一些功课其实是看来的而不是听来的。
The third point.
第三点。
Don't focus on the family, instead focus on the Lord.
不要把这个目光注视在家庭，而是要把目光注视在我们的主身上。
Now, I imply no disrespect to Dr. James Dobson and his good work with Focus on the Family.
我讲这句话并不是说对那个一个很受欢迎的一个基督教的广播 Focus on the Family, 注视在家庭这么一个节目。
It has helped many, actually more in a previous generation than today.
这个节目帮助很多的人，更多的帮助前面一代人，而不是现在这一代人。
Because all the lessons were developed at a time where people did assume in traditional families and in godly homes.
它里边很多的教材都是当时是在一个家庭的背景，是当时说一个传统的家庭的价值是还是主流的时候所建立的一些材料。
But we live in an atheist, secular society that anything goes.
但我们今天是处在一个无神论，而且是一个世俗性的家庭的一个社会里面。
By this point, I mean this.
我说这意思是这样。
The problem for Christian families is that we tend to place the children first rather than God first.
我们现在有一些基督徒的家里的问题是我们把孩子放在第一位，而不是把上帝放在第一位。
And the Bible would classify this as idolatry.
在圣经里面这样说这样的情况其实是一个偶像的崇拜。
We want our children to have it all.
我们要我们的孩子是什么都有。
Oh, the music lessons, the sports, the SAT classes, the language school, etc., etc.
就包括他们去钢琴或者是去体育或者是课后教材。
And these things may be good and fine, but it leaves very little energy and time to disciple and build up spiritual depth.
这些其实都不是一个坏事情，但是我们过多的在从事这些活动的时候，我们孩子一天之后没有精力来在属灵的他们建造上面有很深的建造。
And the kids have their own share of distractions like Facebook, YouTube, fantasy football leagues of legend. They have their attention.
所以孩子他们自己注意力也有很多要分散他们注意的东西，就像这种脸书啊，或者是这个梦幻的足球啊，或者是英雄联盟游戏这些东西。
I think you know what some of these things are.
有些人可能知道这些事情。
Do we give that amount of time to impressing faith upon them?
我们会不会把那么多的时间来放在他们身上，来让他们有这个属灵上面的建造
？As we read in Deuteronomy 6, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children.
就像生命记第六章说的，你们要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，也要吩咐你们的记在心上，也要殷勤的教训你的儿女。
Some of us fell in love with Jesus as students.
我们有一些人在当学生的时候，我们爱上了耶稣。
Back then, we were willing to go anywhere and do anything for God.
那个时候，我们愿意去任何一个地方做任何事情，只要是为了耶稣。
I had a group of friends with the same kind of passion.
我有一群朋友，他们同样有这样的热情。
But once we got married and had kids, everything changed.
但是当我们结婚有了孩子以后，一切都改变了。
And our focus and our passion changed.
我们的注意力，我们的热情都已经改变了。
When we were dating, let's focus on each other.
当我们在交朋友的时候，我们的注意力是放在彼此身上。
When we got married, let's just focus on each other.
当我们结婚了以后，我们就是要彼此要有注意力。
And then when our children were born, just focus on the kids.
孩子来了以后，我们的注意力都放在孩子的身上。
And then when they go to school and have all the activities, just build a safe home with gates, protect the family, and get them into college.
当孩子上了学了以后，我们要在我们家里边建造一个很坚固的家，让他们有很好的学习，然后一直让他们去上大学。
And along the way, the kids may not sense a sacred home.
在这个过程当中，一个孩子并没有可能没有意识到一个神圣的家。
Unless they see real passion for Jesus，
除非他们看到真正对耶稣的那个激情。
Unless they see the focus to go anywhere and do anything for God，
除非他看到我们有为神做任何事情、去任何地方的这个激情。
And here's the sad reality，
这是一个很沮丧的一个事实。
When they walk out of our house for college， they find it so easy to walk out of the church。
当他们离开我们家庭去大学的上大学的时候，他们也觉得是其实离开教会也是很容易的事情。
Focus on the Lord。
注意力集中在我们的主身上。
In Mark 8:36, it says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet lose their soul?"
马可福音第八章三十六节说：“人若赚了全世界，却失去了自己的生命，这有什么益处呢？”
And what good is it to gain a perfect child and yet lose their soul?
所以说，我们的有一个完美的孩子，但是他们的灵魂失去了，这有什么益处呢？
The fourth strategy.
第四个策略。
Don't settle for good children, instead nurture godly children.
不要满足只是一个好孩子，而是要把孩子教养成为一个敬虔的孩子。
We typically want our kids to be good, to fit into school and society.
我们经常想要一个孩子，他以后是一个乖孩子，和这个社会能够同流。
We worry about them to feel rejected and be persecuted by the immoral majority.
当他们被社会所不容和，或者是被社会所这个挑战，或者是逼迫的时候，我们觉得很难过。
So we help them to fit in.
我们帮助他能够融入当时的环境。
But it is better to nurture godly children who will stand up against the culture so that they have convictions and courage.
但是更重要的是，我们要把我们的孩子教养，他们有这个信仰的信念，他们可以能够有面对这个潮流，而且不同流合污。
If they are not transformed by godly convictions, they will easily be conformed to a secular world.
如果他们不被这个敬虔的这个信念所影响，而是看到当时社会的情形的时候，他们就软弱的话。
Raise them to outwardly express the faith they inwardly possess.
所以我们需要再把他们内在的一个信仰在外边能够活出来。
And stand alongside with your children against the culture.
和我们的孩子一起站在这里，我们成为一个反文化的一个典范。
Show them what it's like to withstand temptation, to develop a distaste for sin, and to go against the flow of culture.
让我们让他们看到我们怎么样站在文化的这个潮流上面，我们可以勇敢去反对它，然后抵御这个文化的侵袭，让他们也是看到我们是生命的怎么样去做。
And you know, some of your kids really bless me.
你们的很多孩子有的时候让我觉得非常的欣慰。
I have seen some wonderful faith in children.
我在孩子身上看到有很多非常非常奇妙的信心。
I have seen kids quickly turn off the TV and exit the computer screens when something inappropriately appears.
我看到孩子他们当看到电视上或者是电脑上有一些不好的内容出现的时候，他们马上把它关掉。
And they say, "Oh, that's offensive to God."
他们就说，哦，这个是不荣耀神的。
I don't need to see that.
我不需要看这些东西。
It will not help me love the Lord.
这个对于我爱我的神没有什么帮助。
They got it.
他们这样做是对的。
Love the Lord totally.
就完全的爱我们的主。
That is what God wants, not just good kids, but godly kids.
这是上帝要我们做的，不是一个好孩子，而是一个敬虔的孩子。
And my fifth and final point.
第五个也是最后一点。
Don't overvalue saving face. Instead, embrace saving grace.
不要过分的看重面子，而是要看重救恩。
Saving face is valued among Chinese. We all understand.
我们华人都喜欢面子，爱面子，我们都了解。
Every family has our share of problems.
每一个家里边都有我们自己的问题。
But we want to hide them and suffer alone.
我们自己把它藏起来，我们自己去在家里边自己难受。
And when our children make a huge mistake or get bad grades, they feel tremendous shame, thanks to you, and they cower in pain.
当我们的孩子有一个犯了一个大的错误，或者是他们在学校成绩不好的时候，因为我们的压力，让他们觉得里边非常的羞辱，不愿意讲出来。
But grace is missing from our homes.
但是我们家里边就缺少了恩典。
I want to remind you of a beautiful story in Luke chapter 15.
我要跟你们分享在路加福音十五章里边的一个故事。
And after the prodigal son spent up his father's wealth, he hit rock bottom. He came home and he said,
这就是这个小儿子，他把他父亲的家产全部逛当结完了以后，他的生命就是陷入低谷。他回到家里边对他父亲说。
Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
他说，父亲，我得罪了天，得罪了你，我不配称为你的儿子，就请你把我当成你的仆人吧。
And the father should have refused his son for shaming the family and making him lose face.
这个父亲应该是说，我不认识你这个儿子，因为你让我们的家族蒙羞了。
He should throw him out.
他应该把他赶出去。
You are no longer my son.
你不再是我的儿子。
You shame us.
你这是让我们很羞辱。
But instead, he embraced his son in grace.
但是他拥抱了他的儿子。
Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him.
他说，赶快把上好的袍子穿在他身上。
Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
我们把这个肥牛犊宰了，我们在一起，我们来庆贺。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
是我这个儿子已经死了，但是现在复活了。他已经是曾经是丢失了，现在又找回来了。
At some point, your children will make a big mistake.
在他们生命当中，我们的孩子总是会有一个很大很大的错误。
It might happen during college.
可能是在大学的时候。
They're too ashamed to come home.
但是他们太羞辱，他们不愿意回家。
They're too ashamed to come back to church.
他们太羞辱，他们不愿意来教会。
It is searing upon them.
他们心中真是很煎熬。
How could my parents forgive me now?
我的父母或者我的上帝怎么能够饶恕我呢？
But God has shown us a better way.
但是上帝已经教了我们更好的办法。
We have received saving grace.
我们有救恩。
We are the worst of sinners, and God loved us.
我们都是最不配的罪人，但是上帝爱我们。
Our heavenly Father gave us an example of this prodigal son story.
我们天父用这么一个例子跟我们看到这个游子归家的故事。
No matter what happens, you are my son, you are my daughter, I will love you.
不管发生任何事情，你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿，我总是会爱你的。
Let's celebrate saving grace, what we have received from the Lord in sacred homes.
让我们在我们这个家庭神圣的家中，我们来庆贺这么一个救恩。
And teach our children by modeling to them how to be godly and love the Lord completely.
在我们孩子的面前，我们要身体力行地教导他们怎么一个完全爱我们的主。
Our faith, our church, our family's survival will depend on it.
我们的信仰，我们的教会，会真的是在我们的以后的将来，其实就可能是在这一点上面。
Let us come to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主面前，我们来祷告。
Father God, we are so thankful to you.
天父，我们非常的感恩。
For the amazing grace that we have received from you.
我们从你那里所领受的奇妙的恩典。
And we pray that our children, our families would be able to experience that.
我们是祷告我们的家庭，我们的孩子也能够经历这样的恩典。
Lord, I know as a parent, I do not need to be right all the time.
主啊，作为一个父母，我们知道我们不需要每次都是正确的。
I need to be Your child who is forgiven.
我们就是需要像你的孩子一样，就是总是受到饶恕。
The one that has received amazing grace and love.
能够接受你的奇妙的恩典和爱的一个孩子。
Father, I pray that you would bless our families with sacred homes.
天父赐福给我们，让我们在家中建立一个神圣的家庭。
May you be pleased and welcomed in our homes.
我们邀请你进入我们的家里。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor